Lawmakers from 15 countries call on Chinese regime to end persecution of Falun Gong. More than 130 parliamentarians from 15 countries are calling on China's communist regime to end its persecution of Falun Gong, according to a U.S.-based nonprofit. In a joint statement, the parliamentarians said they strongly condemn the 25 years of human rights abuses against Falun Gong practitioners in China. They urged the Chinese regime to immediately stop the 25-year-long persecution and to unconditionally release all detained Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. The statement was organized by Friends of Falun Gong, which was founded in the United States in 2000. Alan Adler, the nonprofit's executive director, said in a statement that the group is sponsoring this campaign to help amplify the voices of those who wish to see the end of this unjust persecution. "With these signatures, we show that while the Chinese Communist Party might try to commit its crimes in the dark, the truth has already come to light," Mr. Adler said. "Prominent members of the international community are joining in to condemn these crimes against humanity, and together we will restore freedom and justice to a group of wrongfully harmed spiritual believers." Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a spiritual practice consisting of moral teachings based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and slow meditative exercises. It was introduced to the public in China in 1992 and became immensely popular, with an estimated 70 million to 100 million people having taken up the practice by the end of the decade, according to official estimates at the time. The Chinese Communist Party viewed Falun Gong's popularity as a threat to its authoritarian rule and launched a campaign to eradicate the practice on July 20, 1999. Since then, millions have been detained inside prisons, labor camps, and other facilities, with hundreds of thousands tortured while incarcerated and untold numbers killed, according to the Falun Dafa Information Center. Many Falun Gong practitioners have perished as a result of China's state-sanctioned practice of forced organ harvesting. In 2019, the China Tribunal, an independent people's tribunal in London, concluded that the regime had been forcibly harvesting organs from prisoners of conscience for years on a substantial scale, with Falun Gong practitioners being the primary source of organs. The joint statement cited a resolution passed by the European Parliament in January. The resolution called for an international investigation into the CCP's suppression campaign against the faith group. International appeal. To mark the 25th anniversary of the CCP's persecution of the practice, Falun Gong practitioners have held rallies and parades in cities around the world this month, including in Toronto and Vancouver, Canada. Taipei, Taiwan. Sydney and Melbourne, Australia. Osaka, Japan. Seoul, South Korea. London. San Francisco. Los Angeles. New York City. And Washington. At a rally in Sydney on July 18, New South Wales Greens MP David Shoebridge said it was time to reflect on whether the Australian government has done enough to strengthen its laws to ensure that nobody comes from China or any other regime and engages in unethical organ harvesting. Australia's Victorian Libertarian Party MP David Limbrick called the 25th anniversary a day of inspiration in a statement. "The Libertarian Party believes much more should be done by governments everywhere to recognize this history of oppression and safeguard freedom and belief," he said. Japan's upper house member Hiroshi Yamada called the CCP's persecution barbaric and inhumane in a statement. He said that Tokyo should lodge a strong protest with Beijing over the persecution. Taiwan's Taipei City Councillor Hung Chien-yi called on the CCP to end its practice of forced organ harvesting during a rally in Taipei on June 20, saying that human rights are universal values. Canada's Conservative MP Michael Cooper shared photos of himself participating in a rally in Edmonton on social media platform X. "Despite the CCP's brutality, the Falun Gong have shown remarkable resilience. Canada must join allies to hold the CCP accountable for its genocidal crimes," he wrote. UK House of Lords member Baroness Cox said in a statement, No government should be killing any of their citizens merely because of their faith. This is unacceptable in today's world. Engin Iraglu, a member of the European Parliament, took to X to say that the 25th anniversary should serve as a reminder of all those in China who have been denied freedom of religious belief. In the United States, bipartisan lawmakers from the House Select Committee on the CCP voiced support for Falun Gong practitioners. "I will always stand for religious liberty and human rights against oppressive regimes like the CCP," Representative Michelle Steele wrote in a post on X. "As Americans, our commitment to religious freedom and human rights in the People's Republic of China and across the world is unwavering," Representative Raja Krishnamurti, the committee's ranking member, and Representative Haley Stevens said in a joint statement. "We must continue to unequivocally denounce the CCP's treatment of Falun Gong practitioners while standing with their community and all others facing religious persecution in the PRC."